on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
They'll take on the Cowboys. Yeah, it'll be a tough task. Oh. But then you look at the NRL and all the games are tough. So there's no easy round, that's for sure. Paul Gallen, good morning.
Hey, boys.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. It's come around pretty quick, but in saying that, the preseason has been long, and particularly before Christmas, it's quite hard. And I'll use the word boring, but that's just because I've done so many of them. But it's been really good post Christmas. The boys have been training really, really well, and we'll go into round one with a 20 to 25 players to pick from. Everyone's fit and healthy, which is a real positive for Flanner.
Who's won?
Mate, I had to go there yesterday. So,
come on.
I did in the reserve grade team. Listen, look, it'll be out of Barber and out of Birdie, obviously. Flano's kept it quiet from us because he doesn't want the speculation out there as it is. I think they've both gone really, really good there. They're both different players there. Birdie's just a strong ball runner there. I think Benny Barber, with his experience, being able to organise the defence and his ability at the back place to hit the right man the majority of the time may get the edge, but that's just my opinion. And we'll have to wait and see when the team's announced later today and probably Wednesday when we train.
And it's might not even be a matter of who's the best fullback. It's the what's best for the team, to get the puzzle right.
That's right. It is a puzzle there because there's no doubt a player like Jack Bird's going to be in the side. He's a terrific player. He could play. You put him anywhere, he'll do the job. But, his best position's either going to be at fullback or in the centres. So he will play one of them positions. And then, as you said, he's got to juggle the rest of the boys around. Now, we had got two really good centres there in Beal and Ricky Latelli. So, if he plays centre and Barber plays fullback, one may miss out. But if Birdie plays fullback, Barber will miss out. So there's some pretty good names there that are going to miss out on a spot. So it's up to everyone, to whoever does get that opportunity first, to grab with both hands and really play well.
Interesting reading about Barber a week or so ago, Paul. His focus seems to be as good as ever. He's trimmed up. He says he hasn't felt as fit as when he played that remarkable season a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I sort of, I just don't wish Benny wouldn't compare himself to those years a few years ago. Everyone else does, and I don't think it's fair for him because he's a different player. But I do agree with him. He's looking fit and healthy, and he's training absolutely outstanding. He's fit. I think he's found that little bit of speed that over the past couple of years he has lost. I think he's always had the ability to use his footwork and beat that first player, but he's lacked that speed over the past couple of years to be able to accelerate out. I think we saw in the nine a glimpse of it, and I think over the past couple of trial games we've seen a little bit of it, and hopefully if he does get the opportunity he can just build on that, because I think that speed is crucial to him.
What's James Maloney brought to the team?
Oh, he's a different character, let me tell you.
He's barbecue?
He's and if he hasn't, we haven't seen that yet, thank God, but we... Look, he's very chirpy. He's always got something to say, and it's not always serious, but it's good fun. Yeah. So we'll be in a team meeting having a serious conversation. He comes out with a joke, so he's certainly the life of the party, that's for sure. But once you put him on the field, he concentrates and he leads us around really, really well. And he just brings that ability to get early ball to our outside backs. I don't think we've had that for a couple of years, just the ability, probably since Todd Carney, just to catch and throw a 5-10 metre pass straight out to the centres to give him some quality early ball. And he brings a lot of organisation as well. So he's been great for us, and hopefully he can build in his combination with Wade Graham on that left edge, and they can both sort of go to the next level with their game.
James is an intriguing character for mine because he seems to be a character. He's a hell of a footballer, yet he's never re-signed with the same club.
Yeah, you're right.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I can sort of see a little bit. Well, I think the coaches might get a little bit sick of him.
He drives him nuts.
He does. He drives you nuts. He's always got something to say. And as I said, it's not always serious. But I think it's good for our... we've got some serious guys at our club. Michael Ennis, I'm pretty serious when I need to be. And he sort of just breaks that up. So I think he fits into our club really, really well. So, I'm really happy that we got him. And as I said, his ability on the field and the way he can organise a team and put someone through a hole. And even himself, you know, he's a small bloke. I didn't realise how small he was. But
he is, yeah.
He's not afraid to put his body in front of anyone. And also, he takes on the line a hell of a lot, which asks a lot of questions of the defensive line, which is something that we need.
And, Gal, you're obviously back in vogue, mate. They're choppering you around town, chopping you into photographs.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It started as a joke. From we had a pre-season camp up in Terrigal, and Thursday was an important day as far as the team goes. And Flano said, look, he can't go. The only way, he has to be here till lunchtime. And the only way you're going to get him down there is if you get a helicopter. they got it. So I got down there and got to the season launch. The only problem was it took 15 minutes to get down there, but 2 hours to get home, they wouldn't fly me back home.
One way.
I was a bit annoyed at that. It was only one way, but I got there. I've never been on a helicopter either, so it was a good experience.
Well, we sent a rickshaw for you for the Friday lunch, but
You could have got me the chopper on the Friday. Yeah, we never left the camp till about 3 o'clock on the Friday. So,
no, it was good. It was good. We had a good time, mate, which was great. Mate, yeah, Slats mentioned they're all hard games, but my God, yeah, the Cowboys. I think basically at home and basically the same 17 that won the premiership last year. It is a fair test of where you're at.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, you look at the premiers from last year, generally they've played probably two trial games and a World Club Challenge. We saw South last year, the first sort of 6 weeks, they're unbeatable. So I'm not saying it's going to be the same as the Cowboys, but I think as you said, it's a good test to see where we're at. There's a lot of expectation on us this year. We feel that we've had a good preseason. I don't think we trialled that well, to be honest with you, but I don't think you take a lot out of trial games. A lot of blokes just want to get through them, especially the older guys. So I don't think you can take too much out of trial form, but going into round one to play these blokes, where they'll be at, they'll be fit and healthy, and it's gonna really show us where we're at. So if we can get up there and get a win, it's gonna give us a lot of confidence for the year.
Yeah. Gal, it's always an exciting time of every season. Do you look at this one with high hopes when you look at the roster?
Yeah, I do, and then I sort of just go back to, you know, you got to check yourself a bit and just say, look, it's a long season and just take it 1 week at a time. I know it's an old cliche and I don't like using them and I often don't, but that's really what it's about for us. As I said, the expectation of us is there, and it's from ourselves as well. You know, we almost finished top four last year and we've added to our roster. We've built to this roster, so we want to go good as well. But, without doing the little things right, without training hard during the week and doing all that stuff first, nothing's going to happen. And fortunately, the first month of this year, the first 2 months of this year, we have done all that. We've trained really, really well. We're going into the season fit and healthy, and we're ticking them boxes. But we just got to, the main thing is now winning and getting that 2 points every week. And as I said, we'll just take it 1 week at a time and keep building throughout the year.
All right. Speaking about 1 week at a time, it's prediction time. Who do you play in the grand final, and who wins the wooden spoon?
The wooden spoon. Look, I'm going to go to the Titans, and in the grand final, look, I think it could be anyone from Brisbane, or the Cowboys again. Even a team like the Dogs. You know, I think the Dogs have been building for a couple of years, and they've never really gone to that next level. And I think, no one's really spoken about them in that light over the past couple of months, and I think they could be trying to fly under the radar a bit, as Desi might.
Oh, he loves it.
He would. So. Also, one of them teams, okay. Possibly, or maybe even the Warriors, if they seem to put it together. So I think they, hopefully us and them sort of four other sides will probably can be at the top five this year. And hopefully, as long as we're there, I don't really care who we play.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that another team that we played them in the trial game, the Tigers. If the Tigers can keep the majority of their players on the field, I don't think they'll get the wooden spoon. I thought they played really well against us, and I think they got some really, really good outside backs who are really strong and good players. And I know they've been spoken about the spoon a lot, but if they can sort of keep the harmony there and not argue the coach and things like that, that's gone on out of the past. I don't think they'll get the wooden spoon. I think they might go a bit better than people think.
And mate, and how's your body, Gal?
Yeah.
Feeling fit?
Yeah, I'm really good. I hurt my calf late late December. Only just made it to my fight, and then missed the next couple of weeks. Had to pull out of the All-Stars game, obviously. But I did play 25 minutes in the trial game against the Tigers and pulled out really good, and haven't missed a beat since then. So, I'll go into round one fit and healthy.
Good on you, mate. Thank you so much for your time, as always. And we look forward to having you as our Tuesday expert.
Tuesday, yeah, once a week. I'll see you next Tuesday, guys. Thanks for the chat.
See you, mate. There he goes. New South Wales skipper, also Cronulla skipper quite clearly. $1.36, though, taking on the Cowboys up there in Cowboy territory, and $3.25 Cronulla. So big outsiders. Tim from Sony, he's flying up there to Townsville to watch his beloved Sharkies. So he's obviously very, very confident for round number one. $1.36 the Cowboys, $3.25 Cronulla. Tab.com.au.